You want to talk about the stage show? It sounds like you're doing something different for the show on September 4th.
Yeah, it's like a bigger band. We have a sax player joining us on stage as well as a full-time guitar player. Put on a pretty high energy show. So without being encumbered by the guitar, I'm free to just do a little bit more performance-wise and try some different things that maybe I physically would be not really possible if I'm have the axe strapped on me.
Yeah. You're an athletic performer. I know at the Taste of Edmonton, the stretching beforehand, and I think I saw you doing little runs, just to get the heart going and prepare for that.
Yeah, man. I experience music very physically, and I like to just bring that physical experience to the stage. I appreciate the fact that you call me an athletic performer, because I don't really think of myself as an athlete, but I got to do those warm ups, man, or else it'll be a bad scene out there.
Pull a hamstring.
I need to do my hammy stretches and my and get the blood flowing, so I don't have a heart attack up there.
Yeah. Here's a strange one.
I have the moon. You want to talk about the moon for a second?
Sure, man.
Because songs like Small Fry, you romanticize the moon. It's always been romantic to me. We're looking at the same one Shakespeare looked at, the same one Carl Sagan looked up at, and it connects every single person who's on this planet and whoever's lived on this planet. I don't know if that's a question, but how do you feel about the moon?
I think what really gets in my head is, what about if the moon doesn't really care about us? What about if the moon is like this gangster, like a big shot? He's so big and so powerful that he doesn't give a care about us down here on planet Earth. We just end up catching his light by luck, but yet he doesn't care about us, but we're down here and we built our whole culture, spirituality, our whole everything around the sun and the moon, right? Because without them, we don't really exist.
I love it. I love the artsy conversations. I saw a post on your Facebook page.
Art is great at asking questions. It's lousy at answering them.
Man, that is so true. And I kind of think that's art's job, is to show us back ourselves, to show us a reflection and get the wheels turning and get our minds thinking, But when we look to art to explain things rather than give us feelings about things, we get into trouble, and then it falls into the whole thing of artists being accountable for what the kind of art they make.
Man, I could talk about this stuff all day. September 4th, though, I will let you go. You're playing Starlight Room. That is Friday. Hopefully everyone goes, because there's nothing like one of Edmonton's favorites back on stage in the city.